Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God." And now, here's today's message.
Hallelujah. Y'all in Galatians chapter 5? All right, look at this here. I'm going to say this is a powerful word from God. Look at verse 16. All right, let's go back up to verse 13. "For brethren, you have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another." There's that command to love again. "For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But if you bite and devour one another, take heed that you be not consumed one of another. This I say then." He said, well, what's the alternative? He said, because let me tell you, if you're not walking in the Spirit, it's a good chance you're biting and you're devouring. That flesh done took over. If you're not walking in the Spirit, I can guarantee you biting on somebody. You tan somebody up with your mouth. Eating them up. He said, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit against the flesh. These are contrary to one to the other, so you cannot do the things that you would. But if you be led of the Spirit, you are not under the law." So you see him being filled with the Spirit, guided by the Spirit, led by the Spirit. That's the same way Jesus walked, and that's the same way you're supposed to walk, led by the Spirit. Everybody say, I'm an heir of God. I'm a joint heir with Jesus. And I'm led by the Holy Ghost, and I'm going to stay full of the Holy Ghost. So you can walk in the Spirit. What is walking in the Spirit? It is walking under the direction, the guidance, the promptings of the Holy Spirit. It's really walking in love if you want to really break it down. If you walk in love all the time, you will be in the Spirit. Might as well just live there. Hallelujah. Walk in the Spirit means walk in love. Walk in truth. Walk in the light. Hallelujah. Everybody say, I can walk in the Spirit. Just like Jesus. Didn't y'all see Jesus doing it? He demonstrated it. He got full of the Holy Ghost, and then he was led by the Spirit. Now, how many of y'all can be led by the Spirit? Then if you can be led by the Spirit, you can walk just like he walked. Hallelujah. I'm supposed to walk led by the Spirit, full of the Holy Ghost. I'm supposed to stay full. How do you stay full? You stay full in prayer. You stay full in obedience. You speak to yourself in psalms. In hymns, you worship God, spiritual songs, making melody in your heart to the Lord. Hallelujah. By submitting yourself to each other. Submission is a part of it. Hallelujah. Praise God. So everybody say, I can walk in the Spirit just like Jesus. I can stay full of the Holy Ghost, and I can be led by the Spirit of God. So the Spirit of God wants to lead you. He wants to empower you. This is not something you got to beg God for. Amen. This is just something that you need to say, okay, Lord, let's go. Amen. I'm ready. Lead me. Amen. Don't let me make a mistake. Amen. Lord, lead me right now. I want to be led. You just got to have the want to. I want to be led by the Spirit of God. And I'm giving God the, okay, Lord, go ahead and do it. Lead me now. Fill me with the Holy Ghost and lead me now. Amen. And the Holy Ghost take over the reins. He started leading you. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's how Jesus walked. He walked by the Spirit. Hallelujah. Number two, Jesus walked in divine wisdom. Hallelujah. I'm going to show you, you can walk in the same wisdom he had. See, when the Bible says that if we say that we abide in him, we ought also to walk even as he walked. I'm just giving you a few pointers on how he walked. He walked in the Spirit. He was led by the Spirit. He stayed full of the Holy Ghost. Number two, he walked in the wisdom of God. Amen. Let me give you some scriptures on it. I'm going to show it to you. I'm going to show you him, and then I'm going to show you you. Let's look at Jesus. Matthew 13:54 says, and when he was coming to his own country, he taught them in their synagogue, insomuch that they were astonished and said, whence hath this man this wisdom and these mighty works? They say, wait a minute. Where did this man get all his wisdom from? So Jesus was walking in the wisdom of God. Hallelujah. Let me give you another witness. Mark 6:2. And when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many hearing him were astonished, saying, from whence hath this man these things? And what wisdom is this which is given unto him, that even such mighty works are wrought by his hands? He said, who gave him, this time they say, who gave him all his wisdom? How many of y'all know where real wisdom come from? Come from your fellowship with the Father. Real wisdom come right out of the Word. Amen. Look at this one, Luke 2:40. Even as a child, and the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Hallelujah. So you see here that even as a child, as he grew, the Bible said Jesus was full of wisdom. Hallelujah. That means that Jesus never encountered a situation or a circumstance that he didn't know the will of God. He always knew. He always knew what to do. When they took that woman in adultery, they took called and say, our law says. They threw the word on him. They put the word on Jesus. The law say, Moses says she should be stoned. What do you say? And I'm going to tell you, the wisdom of God kicked in. Start writing on the ground. And then he said this, he that is without sin, let him cast the first stone. Boy, that was the wisdom of God. And all them people that was holding the rock, holding the stone, the Bible said from the oldest one down to the youngest one, had to drop their rock and had to back up. They had to get out of the way. That's the wisdom of God. Hallelujah. Remember when they were crossing the sea? And the storm came up, and the boat's being tossed to and fro. And Jesus back there asleep. And they have used all of their human wisdom. They done dipped water out the boat. They done changed the sails. I mean, they done tried to get with the wind. They done everything they know to do. Finally, they done run out of options. They ain't got no more wisdom. Jesus! They did have enough sense to call on him, though. I give them credit. When your boat full of water and you about to sink, you better know you can call on the Lord. They woke him up, and he looked at them and said, where's your faith? Peace be still. Then the Bible said there was a great calm that came. And then they backed up and say, what kind of man is this? That even the wind and the sea obey him. Why? He had the wisdom of God. He knew just what to do. He didn't say, wait a minute, y'all, let's pray. See, if I'd have been on the boat, I'd say, y'all, let's pray. I'd have said, hey, let's pray. Pray, pray, pray. Everybody pray. Pray or die. Pray. Jesus had the wisdom to say, peace be still. Shut up out there. Get quiet. Still now. What kind of man is this? That's what they ought to be saying about you at work. What kind of woman is this? What kind of man is this? Know what to do in every situation. Why? Full of the Holy Ghost, being led by the Spirit of God, doing things that don't look like going to work, but going to work. Because the Holy Ghost told you to do it this way. And you got that wisdom. The wisdom is in the obedience. Hallelujah. You say, yeah, but that was Jesus. You know, somebody gonna always say, yeah, but that was Jesus. Then they don't even say his name right. That was Jesus. You know when they say that, they always say, yeah, but that was Jesus. You ain't him. Yeah, but he in me. I got him right here. His body's his temple. Oh, the same Jesus that walked the shore of the Galilee. Take a step every time I take one. Hallelujah. Oh, I got him on the inside. I'm full of the Holy Ghost. I'm supposed to know I'm a son of God. What I don't know, I commit to him. Hallelujah. And what I need to know, the Holy Ghost is going to download it. You know how sometimes you don't know what to do, you're trying to figure it out? Then all of a sudden, it's like somebody flip a switch. Oh, me and Cece, we was praying about a decision, a financial decision we had to make. I mean, I wrestle about that thing over and over. I get all, you know, I'm a fact person. I get all the facts together. And I'm trying to figure it out with all the facts. But, you know, there's a fact in here that I can't figure out is the future. I didn't know what the future holds. I know what these numbers saying now, but I don't know what they're going to say 3 years from now. So I say, Cece, this is what we're supposed to do. And I'd explain it to her. I say, this is why we ought to do this here. We don't need to do this right here because if we do this, this is going to happen. But if we do this, this could happen right here. She said, okay, this sounds good to me. Then I say, yeah. But if I do that, this here could go wrong, though. And then I'd start figuring again. Then I'd come to it with a different thing. No, Cece, we ain't do that. Because if we do that, this could happen. Let's do this right here. And then I'd convince her. She said, okay, that sounds good to me. Let's do that. And then I'd think about it a little more and I'd say, yeah, but if I do that, this here could happen. And then I'd go and I'd find some men and I said, no, we can't do that because of this here. And then one day, this went on and on for, I don't know, a week or so. Finally, she said, listen, I just wish you'd make up your mind and just do something. I frustrated her. I realized when I